Tropical Storm Irene has cut a path through our area, causing widespread damage, flooding, and power outages. Governor Andrew Cuomo toured the damage earlier on Sunday. It is estimated that 905,000 homes and businesses across the state are without power as of Sunday night. Nearly 400,000 are upstaters. A complete breakdown by the governor's office shows that most of the outages are on Long Island and about 7% of the outages are in New York City. The governor also reminded New Yorkers to stay off the roads if they can, even though it's beginning to clear up in the capital region.
And it's not over until it's over. And we're still saying stay in your home. Take the necessary precautions. We have to get through this, and we're not through it yet, so it's premature to say what the outcome is, but so far so good.
Many counties have been approved for federal assistance because of the hurricane. Greene and Columbia are amongst them. The governor has also deployed 1,900 state National Guard troops to assist with cleanup, evacuations, and other duties related to Irene. In Hudson, the Hudson Riverfront Park was closed off Sunday by Hudson City and Columbia County authorities because of the rising Hudson waters which overtook the shoreline. The roadway to the park and along the tracks were blocked by caution tape for safety of spectators and park dwellers as the Hudson rose to heights not seen for what some say was 15 years. The main train line for Amtrak was flooded by the Hudson all the way down to the coast. The river covered the tracks at the Hudson train station and underneath the closed Front Street Bridge. In Greene County, Tropical Storm Irene caused record flooding in the county on Sunday. The Schoharie Creek overcame its banks, sending water through the main streets in Prattsville and Windham. The damage there is extensive. Late Sunday in the village of Catskill, the rising Catskill Creek sent water spilling onto Water Street and over the Route 9W Bridge, forcing police and firefighters to block motorists from attempting to use them. The Uncle Sam Bridge spanning the creek was closed earlier in the day, but reopened around 2 a.m. According to the National Weather Service, a foot of rain fell in East Jewett, while more than 13 inches was reported in East Durham. Route 145 was closed due to flooding. The Zoom Flume Water Park, located off Route 145, was impacted. Park owner Denise Kerrigan said Sunday afternoon that the damage was minimal. But it was much worse in Prattsville, where floodwaters from the overflowed Schoharie Creek raced through Main Street and other roads. There are a few details coming out of Prattsville, but county officials at the Emergency Control Center in Cairo said a group of people were trapped at a Moore's Motel in the town. Rescue crews, initially unable to get anywhere near Prattsville because of the flooding, made their way there when the waters receded. The outcome of the rescue is not known. Officials also reported that a trailer park in Prattsville was swept away by the waters. The Weather Service says that 7 inches of rain fell in Prattsville. The water levels at Schoharie Creek were measured at its highest at 20 feet, 8 feet above flood stage. Meanwhile, in Windham, the reports were disastrous. 10 inches of rain, a submerged school bus being tossed around by the rapids, and multiple rescues for trapped residents. A home was also ripped from its foundation, eventually slamming into the bridge on Church Street. Michael Scarry, the fire chief of Windham, was quoted as saying the downtown area was wiped out. Similar flood scenes were described in the village of Tannersville. In Cairo, the Shingle Hill Creek overcame its banks, flooding Angelo Cannatown Park and many roads downtown. On Main Street, household debris was scattered amid the several inches of water that covered the road. Nearby Jones Road and Snyder Lane were flooded. Residents of several Cairo roads were evacuated. In the village of Cooksackie, the viaduct on Mansion Street under the railroad tracks was flooded. Riverside Park was completely underwater and South River Street was evacuated. 90 soldiers were assigned to Greene County, 70 airmen, 20 soldiers to Scolari. During the afternoon, a few soldiers were seen entering the Emergency Control Center. The National Weather Service in Albany has extended the flood warning for small streams in Columbia County in east central New York. That includes the cities of Hudson, Chatham, Berkshire County in western Massachusetts. This includes the cities of Pittsfield, North Adams, and Great Barrington. This warning is in effect until 9:45 a.m. today. Flooding is expected to continue overnight on some small streams and creeks in the warning area, and many roads remain closed. A flood warning means that flooding is imminent or has been reported. Stream rises will be slow and flash flooding is not expected. However, all interested parties should take necessary precautions immediately. Most flood deaths occur in automobiles. Never drive your vehicle into an area where the water covers the roadway. Flood waters are usually deeper than they appear. When encountering flooded roads, make the smart choice. Turn around, don't drown. Please report flooding to the National Weather Service by email at albstormreport@noaa.gov. Hurricane Irene has caused the following road closures. I-890 will be closed to all traffic in both directions from Broadway exit, exit 5, through the Campbell Road exit, exit 2, including the entrances to General Electric. Route 337 Campbell Road closed Rotterdam from I-890 to Burdick Street due to flooding. Route 406 eastbound and westbound between Route 158 and Route 20 closed in the town of Rotterdam due to flooding. Route 5 eastbound and westbound closed between I-890 and Grower Road in the town of Glenville due to flooding. Route 7 closed Niskayuna from Balltown Road to St. David's Lane due to downed trees. Route 30 closed at Young's Road, the town of Duanesburg, due to flooding. I-87 southbound from Interchange 24, that's Albany I-90 at I-87 to Interchange 12, closed due to flooding. I-87 northbound continues to be closed from Interchange 8, I-87 to I-287 in Elmsford, Westchester County to Interchange 20, Saugerties, New York, Route 32. Route 7 in the town of Pittstown in the area of Hall Road between County Route 111 and County Route 129. Route 81 closed between County Route 67 and Schoolhouse Road in the town of Durham due to tree and power lines down. Route 81 between Maple Avenue and Ingleside Road closed due to trees and wires down in the town of Greensville. Route 23 closed at Hickory Hill Road in the town of Windham due to flooding. Route 23A closed between South Main Street and County Route 23 due to flooding. Route 443 is closed between Clip Road and LaGrange Lane due to trees down. Route 20 is closed at Willow Street due to the fire department activity. Route 146 closed between Riverview Road and Aqueduct Road, Niskayuna, due to trees and wires down. Route 20 at Fuller Road is closed due to flooding in the town of Gilderland. Schoolhouse Road ramp to I-87 northbound Gilderland closed due to fallen trees. Route 5 is closed for Cross Road to Yarborough Avenue in the city of Albany due to flooding. Route 2 from Mill Road to Durham Reservoir Road in Grafton. These closures will be updated throughout today as more information comes into our newsroom. Columbia County has the following places open for those who have no electricity. The Taconic Firehouse on Route 82, the Churchtown Firehouse on County Route 27, the Kopech Community Center at 305 Mountain View Road, St. Joseph's Center off Route 9 in Valencia, the Tri-Village Firehouse, County Road 13, Hillsdale Firehouse on Route 22, Stevenson Firehouse on 26A, and the New Lebanon Firehouse on Route 20. And now today's weather. Today will be sunny with a high near 77, a west wind between 5 and 9 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 51, northwest wind around 5 miles an hour becoming calm. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high near 80, a calm wind becoming west between 4 and 7 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 57 and a light northwest wind. And Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 83, a north wind between 3 and 6 miles an hour.